Baba Metzia, Perek Tet, Mishnah Gimel. We'll talk about a sharecropper in this Mishnah. A sharecropper is somebody who agrees that he's going to work the land on behalf of the owner and give a percentage of the yield to the owner of the land. For example, he's going to work the land. The sharecropper would keep 2/3 of the yield, and he would hand over 1/3 of the yield to the owner of the farm. What happens, though, if the sharecropper, after that agreement, he takes possession of the land for a certain term, and he decides to leave the land unplanted? He just gets lazy and he doesn't do anything over there. What happens to him? Mishnah says, "Hamekabel sadeh mehavero vehovirav." Somebody rents a field from his friend, and he's a sharecropper. He's supposed to give him a portion of the yield, and he leaves it bare. He doesn't plow it. He doesn't plant anything there. He doesn't do anything there. Shamino to kama reuya la'asot. So we evaluate the field and we see how much was it supposed to produce if it was planted. Venotenlo, and then the sharecropper would be obligated to give the owner of the field what he would have received if the crops would have been planted and if they would have grown. Shekach kotevlo, because when a sharecropper has an agreement with the owner, in the rental document they usually write the following: Im ovid velo avid ashelem bemitba. If I leave the field fallow, if I don't work it, I will pay you based on what the field would have produced if I planted it properly. That's what the sharecropper usually writes in the terms of the rental, in the agreement with the owner of the land. And this would apply even if he never wrote anything. We could say that they usually go on the normal minhag, whatever is done over here, whatever is usually done, the terms that usually happen between a sharecropper and the owner of the land, they would kick in and apply here as well. So if a person decides not to work, he still would have to hand over the normal yield to the owner of the land.